Following is the President's speech at Bridgeport, Connecticut, Thursday, October 28, 1948.
It is now my privilege to present to you the next governor of this great state, Chester Bowles. And now let me present to you the senator from Connecticut, Brian McMahon, whom you're going to re-elect in 1950. And now the next congressman from this district, Bill Gaston. And now it is my privilege to present the President of the United States, the next President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is certainly a wonderful reception. Nobody could ask for anything better than this, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. You know, when I was a kid, about 17 or 18 years old, I saw the first horseless carriage in Independence, Missouri, and there were just about this many people out to look at it. Now, it was a locomobile, and it was made right here in Bridgeport. And it was a horseless carriage. It looked just like an old buggy, and it ran with steam. But there's quite a change now in that automobile business and what it was in those days, and that's true of the age in which we live. We're living in an age with which we haven't yet caught up, and I'm doing everything I can to keep the country going forward instead of trying to turn the clock back to that old steam horseless carriage we had in 1902. I passed a housing project down here a while ago with which I'm familiar. Father Stephen Panik built that housing project, or he was the promoter of it, and it's one of the great things in this community. I wish we had more of them. If it weren't for the Republican Congress, we would have more of them. I want to see this great state go forward with the rest of the world, and I think that's what you're going to do. I've been traveling all over the United States in the past 6 weeks, telling the American people the true facts about this election campaign in which we're engaged. I had to come out and join your Democratic candidates in telling you just exactly what the issues are in this campaign, because that's the only way you can find out what they are, either the truth or the facts, because the Republicans won't tell you the facts. Republicans are pretending that there aren't any issues. They're kind of going around saying, me too, but I can do it better. You aren't getting any facts from the Republican candidate for president either. He's sticking to high-level platitudes. Big two-bit words to use it to hide behind those words. I've about come to the conclusion that GOP in this day and age stands for grand old platitudes. You people in Connecticut can't afford to take any chances with a man who won't tell you what they believe in. Vote for Democratic candidates who believe in the Democratic platform and will carry out their pledges. Send William Gaston to Congress. Be sure and elect Chester Bowles to be governor of the great state of Connecticut. When you send Mr. Gaston to the 81st Congress, I'll have someone there who worked with me in controlling these skyrocketing prices that the Republican 80th Congress refused to do anything about. Back in the days when he had a Democratic program to control prices, and Chester Bowles was in Washington keeping prices in check, you folks here in Bridgeport were paying 17 cents for a quart of milk, 65 cents for 10 pounds of flour, and 10 cents for a loaf of bread, 53 cents for a dozen eggs. Now, quart of milk's costing you 23 cents. 10 pounds of flour costs you a dollar. Bread costs 13 cents a loaf. Eggs are about 80 cents a dozen. Well, they put it up every day. I can't keep up with the way they go up. Wheat's gone down more than a dollar a bushel, but you haven't had any reflection in that in your bread price. It just keeps going up. That's Republican free enterprise. That's what you're living under. Back in 1945, you could go to the grocery and buy a quart of milk, a loaf of bread, and 10 pounds of flour, and a dozen eggs for $1.45. It cost you about $2.50 now, and it may cost you $3 by tomorrow. And that's what the National Association of Manufacturers and the Republicans are working together did to you in Washington. National Association of Manufacturers had more influence with the Congress this time than any of you people did. And if you're going to let that happen again, that'll be your own fault. That, I think, is very close to being robbery. Republican robbery when they do that to you. I called the Republican 80th Congress back into special session twice. And I repeatedly asked them to pass laws to halt rising prices. Republicans had no sympathy for that sort of a program. You'll not get any help from them anytime either. If you want relief from high prices, vote for a party that's proven by the record that it knows how to keep prices down. Best thing for your own interest is to vote the Democratic ticket and vote it straight. Can't make a mistake on that. If you're troubled with a housing shortage, and I know you are, vote for a party that has a policy program and will carry it out. Election promises don't mean a thing. You've got to study the record of the people who are running for office. Now, I have a record, and you know where I stand, because I've been president of the United States for 3.5 years, and you know what I stand for. You know what I've been trying to get for the people. And if you want a housing program, you'd better vote the Democratic ticket, because the Republicans won't give it to you. They'll let the real estate lobby tell them what to do. If you want to see the minimum wage raised, vote for the party that established the minimum wage in the first place and is now determined that it should be raised to at least 75 cents an hour. I've been trying to get the Republicans to tell me where they stand on minimum wage. Well, a Republican candidate here not long ago said he was for a minimum wage, but he didn't say whether he wanted it for 40 cents or 35 cents or 45 cents. I think the minimum wage that he wants is just as small a minimum as he can get. I've said to you, I want at least 75 cents an hour for a minimum wage. And I want to say to you that if a lot of these congressmen had to work for 40 cents an hour and get $16 a week to raise a family, I think they'd come around and vote the Democratic ticket. If you want to see fair labor laws in the place of the shameful Taft-Hartley Act, vote for the party that put the Wagner Act on the books. And if you do that, you'll vote the Democratic ticket, because the Democratic Party has always been the friend of labor. And the labor leaders have awakened up. They know that their only hope for the welfare of labor in this country is a Democratic administration and a Democratic Congress. See to that, will you, on Election Day? I wish I had time to tell you all the reasons why you ought to vote the Democratic ticket, but I've got to get to New York tonight and convince a lot of people in New York to vote the Democratic ticket, because they're going to carry that state, and I want them to get in the bandwagon. Now, don't make any mistake about this situation. We're going to win this election because we're right and the Republicans are wrong. They're scared to death. I've gone up and down this country and told the people just exactly what the issues are and what I stand for. And the Republican candidate for the president has been going up and down the country saying nice things and trying to give the people soothing syrup so they won't go out and vote on Election Day. They tried to convince you 6 months ago that the election was already won. Wait until the morning of November the 3rd, and you're going to see more red-faced posters than you ever looked at in your life. Now, I don't want you to let me down on this thing. I want you to get up early on Election Day. I want you to go to the polls, take that ticket, and vote it for yourselves, your own best interests. And when you do that, You just vote a straight Democratic ticket and you'll have a Democratic administration in the great state of Connecticut. We'll have a Democratic Congress in Washington, and I'll stay in the White House another 4 years and won't be troubled with this housing shortage. Now, how'd you like to meet my... How'd you like to meet my family? Here's the boss. Here's my daughter, Margaret.